here. Scared you awake, huh? Here. Let me get close to you. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, come here. Come lay in my arms. I'll keep you safe. Don't worry. I wouldn't let anything hurt you. Yeah. Cuddle up to me, babe. I love how well we fit together. I love it when you lay on me like this. Kisses make everything better, don't they? Yeah, I knew they did. You like that? My hand on your back. Running slowly up and down the length of your spine. Up and down. I know it feels good. I can feel you calm down. I can feel your breathing slow down. In and out. In and out. Good baby. I love the way you smell. It's okay, love. I got you. I got you. I'm here. I won't stop till you all calm down. Just keep touching you. What? No, 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 no. I don't think you're dumb for being afraid of thunder. I think it's kind of cute, actually. You know, in, like, a weird way. I think you're kind of cute, actually. But, like, not in a weird way. Just, like, in a normal way. You're so warm. I love the way your skin feels on my fingertips. Up and down your back. Over your shoulder. Down your sides, over your hips, and back up your spine. Shh. Baby, I got you. You're okay. It's okay. It's okay. I got you. You think you're gonna have trouble going back to sleep? Yeah, I can do that. I can keep talking while you go back to sleep. Keep your mind off things, off your worries, anxieties. Is there anything you want me to talk about? Anything you want me to start with? Yeah, I remember. The moment I fell in love with you. Let's see. I think it was our fourth or fifth date, somewhere around there. Yeah, when we went ice skating, that December that year. We had a wonderful evening. Going out to dinner, checking out Christmas lights. It was when we were ice skating. We were just skating around, and I started to lose my balance. Since it was, like, my first time ice skating, you were so nice to help me. And you caught me while I was falling and scooped me up in your arms. I was super impressed, actually, until you slipped and fell on your ass and I landed in your lap. I know that must have hurt. And I had a cup of hot chocolate in my hands, and so naturally in that event it spilled all down the front of your shirt, and I felt so bad. I know that must have been really hot, and it was not a good time, and I felt so bad. I thought I had ruined our date, and you'd be super mad. But you weren't. You were laughing, and I couldn't stop apologizing, and you were trying so hard to get me to smile or at least calm down. You actually did a really great job comforting me, telling me it's okay, that you were okay, assuring me that you weren't angry. Even though you were the one that was hurt, I appreciated it. I think it was then that I really fell in love with you, when I could see how much you cared about me, that you were trying to save me from falling, and even though it didn't go well, you still tried to make sure that I felt okay. I knew that I could trust you. I could see the effort you put into comforting me, even though you were the one covered in hot chocolate with a bruised ass. Hey, you're supposed to be sleeping. Stop talking. But, yeah, I had a feeling you'd remember, too. Now it just feels like so long ago, and my love has only grown for you since then. You know, I've been thinking lately about love. About how we treat love, how society treats it, I mean. There's a thing that's been, like, sticking out to me lately, and it's the phrase, I choose to love you. You've heard that, right? Yeah, yeah. So for a long time, I didn't really understand what that meant. I always had the idea that once you fall in love, like that's it, you know, fairy tale ending, happily ever after. But I remember one time I was at one of my friend's bridal showers, and the bride was playing a game where she would answer questions about the groom, and she got a point for each question she got right. But anyways, so one of the questions was, what do you dislike about the groom? And her answer wasn't anything serious. It was just something stupid, like how he didn't want to get rid of this old Star Wars blanket and that she just hated it. But I remember thinking that if you love this person enough to marry them, how is there anything at all that you could dislike about them? Like, isn't love supposed to fix everything? But then I learned that that's actually not how love and relationships work. At least not all the time. I mean, there are some special cases here and there, I'm sure. But, like, sometimes there'll just be things that you'll like or dislike about your partner. Big or small, no matter how hard you try, it's just because they're human. I mean, sometimes you won't like their haircut, or you won't like the way they snore, or, like, that they like to sleep in a cold room. Soothing you. You're okay. I got you. You good? Okay. You sound so cute when you're sleepy. So anyways, this all leads back to the idea of choosing love, regardless of human flaws. Choosing to love someone, choosing them over other things, choosing them over other people even, or addictions. Choosing them every single day. The other idea I had is, so, you know, like, when you're getting to know someone for the first time, like, maybe it's someone you're interested in, or even something just like a new coworker. There's always, like, that moment where you, like, you see them differently. You don't have to fall in love with them necessarily, but, like, you see how someone could fall in love with them. Like, the first time you notice the freckles on their nose, or when you hear them laugh for the first time, and it just sounds so pure. Like, it just hits you that that person has beauty in them, and you love their beauty and appreciate them. This is what I think of when I hear people say, I choose to love you. I think that sometimes you can choose to see those things, and so when you love someone, you're saying, I choose to see the beauty in you. I choose to see the things I love about you. And sometimes I think that, you know, people choose to ignore those things, unfortunately, or just not see those things. They choose to ignore the lovable, beautiful traits about their partner, and they fall out of love. Or maybe they get distracted by the human flaws. Or they fall in love with the idea of finding that fairy tale love. Or they don't have to worry about things like hair in the sink or their partner snoring. Speaking of snoring. Hey. Are you asleep? I'll take that as a yes. I've bored you to sleep with my philosophy of love talk. Well, if you're still listening, all of that was to say, I choose you. I love you. And I choose you. You are so beautiful to me. Sleep well, my love. I'll choose you tomorrow, too.